Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. So now that I'm bordering on 6 months into my grad program in ICU, I'm starting to care for a few patients who are right at the forefront of their stay in the unit. And that means that I'm caring for patients who are especially coming off of some pretty horrific incidents or illnesses. And that's difficult for everyone involved, and that's especially difficult for their family members. And that's going to be the topic of today's episode, and it's going to be a few little tips and techniques that I use to help make the environment less scary for children. I've had a few kids now in the bed space, and I'm talking about kids who are, you know, aged 3, 4, 5 years old. I can only imagine how scary it would be for these guys to be in the bed space. And I'm personally, I like to leave it right up to the parents or the grandparents or the adults looking after them, whether they bring their kids into the bed space or not. But if they do choose to bring them in, well, then I like to use a few little tips and techniques that I found to have been useful over my time in the ICU so far. So step number, the little technique, little one that I use is to limit the distractions. So for example, In the ICU, it's obviously a very dynamic environment. You've got beeping going off, you've got, you know, people everywhere from all different interprofessional team members. It's so much going on, and you can only imagine what it's like for someone so little who can get quite distracted with the littlest of things in any way. So the first thing I do before they even enter the bed space is I like to tell the other nurses around me that there's going to be a child in my bed space. And when they do arrive, I close the curtains. So I limit the distractions from anywhere else. So all they can really see is who they've come in to see. And so I guess that's number one. So the last few times I've had kids in their bed spaces, I've found that to be working a treat. Number two that I like to do is to really get them onto my side. I'm 25 years old now, and you'd be surprised at how many conversations I've had about Adventure Time or Ben 10 or Paw Patrol. I've had so many conversations about Paw Patrol, it would blow your mind. That I do this every time, and more specifically, I introduce myself. So I go, "Hi there, my name is Ben, what's your name?" And a lot of the time they don't really respond because they're so shy. But you know, their granddad or their mum or dad will say, you know, this is his name or her name. And I go, "Hi, nice to meet you." And then I sort of go like, "Oh, what sort of TV shows are you into?" I sort of lean with the same thing every time, and it seems to work a lot of the time. And if they say something, like a lot of the time, like I like to keep myself current with a lot of the kids' TV shows these days. And it may sound pretty weird, but you'd be surprised at how many times it comes in handy. And this used to work all the time as a paramedic student. You'd go off in a community where there are so many scary and difficult things going on, but it's a lot of the time it was in their own environment. But even now, it's paying off a treat within the ICU. So the other day I had a full-blown, probably 10-15 minute conversation about Paw Patrol. And I was exhausting the amount of material I had, but it worked in the end. But you'd be surprised, you just show a little tiny bit of interest in what things they're interested in. And before you know it, you're able to get their attention a lot more, and you're able to keep them orientated to what you're trying to orientate them to. And that leads me on to number three. So now that you sort of got them on your side a little bit, you sort of keep them orientated to just the person that they're in there to see. You know, you've got so many different infusions, and you've got the Christmas tree, which holds all the pumps and the syringe drivers. You've got the ventilator to the side, which is a lot of the time the patients in the ICU have got the ventilators or a tracheostomy in. So that's helping them to breathe. You got the monitor, which has got all these different flashes up there. When the syringe driver or the pump's starting to run out, it starts to beep, and so many things are happening. But you know, once I got there sort of on their side a little bit, I like to sort of keep them talking about the person that they're in there to see, to sort of say, "Oh, look, your grandma, you know, I'm sure that she'd love to hear someone's voice other than my voice. You know, I've been talking to her non-stop, and it's a lot of one-way conversation. I'm sure she'd love to hear you." just to sort of talk about your day or something, what you've done recently. Talk to grandma about Paw Patrol, blah, blah, blah. And for the granddad or whoever else is in there looking after them, I like to do almost the opposite in a way. So I like if the first question I sort of ask is if they've been in the bed space of an ICU before. And a lot of the time it's no that they haven't. So I sort of make it a little bit less scary for them. So I talk about, you know, this is the infusion tree. You've got a few medications running into the little tiny neck that, you know, into the port in your wife or daughter's neck. You know, these are on this sort of section. This is the monitor. It's giving me a few pieces of vital signs I'm using at the moment. And this is the ventilator. It's helping your loved one to breathe. So I sort of educate them a bit, and it sort of calms them. It sort of takes away so many other distractions and sort of gets them to focus on their loved one as well. So anyway, I hope you found this sort of be useful. It's I can only imagine how scary it would be for these little guys to be in the unit. But I really like to get them on my side, and I try to make it less scary as much as I can. I try to keep it as positive as an experience, so they're not looking at it and freaking out, but that they're almost excited in a way to be seeing their loved one as much as I possibly can. And I really try to turn on just how bubbly and happy I am, or I sort of really try to meet the mood of what it's like as well. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this little episode, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.